In a victory for environmentalists, China is blaming the rising level of birth defects on industrial pollution. According to the Los Angeles Times, recent comments by Zhang Fan, vice president of China's National Population and Family Planning Council, on the recent spike of birth defects is a significant admission of the cost of rapid industrial growth. On February 1st, Greenpeace China issued a statement saying Zhang's statement once again proved that coal burning is not only a climate killer, but one of the major health hazards in China. In 2007, China's Population and Family Planning Commission released a study showing birth defects in newborn babies increased 40% from 2001 through 2006, a period of explosive industrial growth in China. Last fall, the Center for Children's Environmental Health at Columbia University released a 6-year study of the population in the central Chinese city of Chongqing. The study concluded that pollution from coal-fired power plants had harmed the weight, height, and motor skills of babies. Study co-author Tang Deliang added coal pollution has also altered the DNA in the newborn babies. The head of the Nobel Prize-winning Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Rajendra Pachauri, created a storm of controversy when he suggested people eat less meat to reduce global warming. Cows and other livestock contribute 18% of all greenhouse gases, more than all modes of transportation combined. An editorial in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review blasted Pachauri by opining, "How convenient for him. He is a vegetarian." According to the American Prospect magazine, raising livestock for mass consumption causes environmental hazards from toxic animal waste in factory farms to energy-intensive processes of cultivating grain for farm animals. In the process, cows and other farm animals raised for their meat produce high levels of methane and nitrous oxide gases. Yet the message of eating less meat is missing from the list of things major environmental groups say citizens can do to reduce climate change. The focus instead is on driving hybrid cars and using energy-efficient light bulbs. The Sierra Club lists 29 ways a citizen can fight global warming, but the group does not recommend eating less meat. The organization says it is not against eating meat, hunting, or ranching. Meanwhile, the Sierra Club has created several alliances with small hunters and ranchers in projects such as opposing big feedlots. The system of tax credits used to finance most affordable housing developments has collapsed along with the rest of the housing market, forcing affordable housing developers to seek new sources of funding. In Massachusetts, scores of projects have been put on hold, reports the Christian Science Monitor. This includes 270 Center Street in the Boston neighborhood of Jamaica Plain, where developers have halted all construction activity due to the withdrawal of $6 million in tax credits. The long-term tax credit program was started in 1986, offering investors and big banks like Citigroup and Wachovia a way to reduce future tax burdens in exchange for buying affordable housing tax credits. Now many big banks, as well as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, are in serious financial trouble with little prospect for profits. Thus, they have no need to use the tax credits. The aim of the tax credit program was to find an alternative revenue base for building affordable housing once the federal government reduced funding for these housing programs. Now housing advocates are hoping for a boost from the Obama stimulus plan and new investor interest from energy and manufacturing companies who may have a need to offset future profits. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Ruben Abreu.